News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Accidents involving e-scooters are becoming more common and more serious. That's the stark warning being sounded by Dr. Raymond Carson, consultant in rehabilitation medicine at the National Rehab University Hospital in Dunleary and Beaumont Hospital in Dublin. Raymond joins us now. Raymond, tell us what you have observed in your day-to-day work.
Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Well, there's no doubt that accidents involving e-scooters are increasing year on year, and the figures from the Gardaí would support that. And this year alone, in the first half of this year alone, there have been 260 reported accidents involving e-scooters. And obviously, the more accidents that are occurring, the greater the risk of injuries being sustained in these incidents. And people with injuries resulting from these accidents end up with broken bones, injuries to all parts of their body. And in our case, we deal with people with the most severe head injuries and spinal cord injuries. And sadly, we are seeing an increase in the numbers of people with these more severe injuries coming through.
Okay. Does it tend to be a particular demographic, a particular cohort of people who are more likely to be injured? Are we talking about young men here in the main?
We are. We're talking about young men, 18 to 35, for the most part. These are historically have been a risk-taking cohort, and almost all accidents involving e-scooters have been driven by young men.
I'm looking at the data here. Nearly one in four regular users of an e-scooter was involved in a collision. That's a very high percentage, isn't it?
It's a scary figure, to be honest. And up to a third of e-scooter users have had serious injuries sustained in such accidents.
Now, look, e-scooters are here to stay. There's no question about that. What changes would you like to see introduced that may help reduce the severity of the accidents and the number of accidents?
Well, obviously, the Gardaí are doing a great job in detecting and prosecuting people who commit offences with these machines. But really and truly, it comes back to prevention and education of the vulnerable road users. And I think it comes back to schools, educating young people, adolescents, in proper road behaviour, particularly the dangers with e-scooter usage. Mm-hmm. And the Gardaí are doing a good job in providing in-reach education programmes and other bodies as well, such as the Irish School of Excellence, which provides education on good motoring and road use behaviour.
Do we need better enforcement though? Because like you see kids, two of them on a scooter going the wrong way, zigzagging through traffic and so on. You do see that a lot, and you see scooters that are clearly breaking the 20 kilometre speed limit for them.
You're absolutely right, Shane. And even this morning on my way to the studio, I encountered two such people and was nearly knocked down myself.
Yeah.
So the police do need to continue their effort at enforcement. And I think the other important aspect here, Shane, is the fact that helmet wearing is...
I was going to ask you, should helmets be mandatory for people using a scooter?
Absolutely. If you pardon the pun, it's a no-brainer, frankly, yeah. Shane. We know from international research in cyclists that the wearing of a helmet can reduce the incidence of serious injury and death associated with road accidents.
Okay.
So we're extrapolating from that population, I know, but clearly, we need to be taking care of ourselves and wearing a helmet.
So helmets, better education and better enforcement. That's what you're calling for,
yes.
Basically. Okay. Well, look, thank you indeed for coming into us. I really appreciate you taking the time. Dr. Raymond Carson, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your own experience. Do you use a scooter? Do you come across scooter users? It's a little lawless out there at times. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.